Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. How do you strengthen an already good friendship? Travel together. That could, again, strengthen the friendship or completely ruin it. On this episode, Bob and I make plans to do just that. Strengthen it, not ruin it. Enjoy.
What's your favorite kind of chocolate?
Nutella? Nutella?
Don't say that.
Why?
Because I'm not eating Nutella.
Why not?
Because it's got nut in its name. I have prejudices about names.
You
Nutella.
Don't you love Almond Joy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it that what it tastes like? Almond Joy?
No, not at all. I'm just saying it has nut in its name.
Yeah. I don't mind Almond Joys.
Yeah.
But Nutella. I'll tell you the truth. I think I've only tasted it once and it reminded me of like soggy pudding.
Oh, yeah, you gotta put it on something like, so one of the reasons I think I like it is because I had a really bad allergic reaction to it when I was a kid. And so it became this like unattainable thing for a long time.
No, what kind of, like, did you get hives?
Hives, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, so did you go back for a second once you knew that happened?
No, I waited years and years and then I can't remember why I tried it again because I was dumb. But either they took something out or I was no longer allergic.
Yeah, you developed the strength that you needed to survive it.
My hazelnut tolerance.
That's kind of funny though. He's a little bit hazelnut sensitive.
Yeah.
Well, is hazelnut a tree nut?
You know, I don't know.
Because I have a nephew who's allergic only to tree nuts.
So peanuts would be fine.
Peanuts are fine.
Yeah.
But almonds, pecans, cashews.
Technically, cashews, I think it's a fruit.
Cashews a fruit?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that. That was my favorite nut for the longest time.
Yeah.
It still is one of my favorite nuts. I like macadamias as well. But I can't eat too many of those because they grease me out. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Nuts! After 4 years of doing this, we can still learn something about each other.
I expect we're going to continue learning about each other.
Yeah, more than likely.
And we're going to be trying some different stuff.
Okay, so what about other experiences? Like, have we ever taken a road trip?
Nope.
Okay, so we need to do a road trip, probably, to see if we're good at that together, because that's a telling, that could be the end of the relationship.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, let me ask you this. On a road trip, would you be wanting to stay in the same room?
When we, like, at the hotel or whatever?
Yeah, where we go.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't, at this point, I just do Airbnbs, so just get a
just get different, different rooms in the same house.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. All right. Then I don't want to plan this now.
Okay.
We're going to plan a road trip.
Yeah.
And we're going to go someplace different, and it's going to be fun.
I wouldn't mind going, so my daughter and I just went up to Jacksonville during Thanksgiving break, and it was awesome. We stayed at a little house in the, there's this very, like, old school. So Jacksonville is much more established than a lot of other cities in Orlando because it was one of the only ones that was really established early on. And got these great old neighborhoods, great places to eat. There is a museum there that is named after the people who donated it, but it's like the big version of the Manello.
Oh, cool.
So old house that was converted to galleries and then a huge garden.
Oh, nice.
Outside that you can walk around. So we went to that and the used bookstore that's like, you know, just like everything's going to topple down on you at any given moment.
I love it.
Went to the typewriter repair shop. So
got to go there.
Got to go there.
You've got a friendship with this person at this point.
Oh, yeah. I finally met, so that's Bill. I finally met Bruce, the intern, who is just retired from the FBI. And so he's in his, I think, late 50s. And so he needed something to do. And so he's there too.
An intern at the typewriter repair shop. Yeah. That sounds like the subject of a novel of some kind. You know what I mean? That's interesting to me.
And it's not that far. So here's the thing. I'm not really big. I love everywhere I've ever gone. I will find joy in Savannah, in Athens, in Atlanta, in wherever. But man, that drive. I just, 2 hours, 2.5, you know, good conversation, maybe a podcast or an audiobook. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I will still be energized. But longer than that, I think it's going to be, it's tough for me.
Let's work that out.
Okay.
I think that'll be really fun.
Okay. We'll do that.
We're making plans.
Making plans, making plans.
Okay, so this is fun and exciting. Nick and I really are going to take a road trip. Sadly, you won't be invited along because this podcast will be done before we leave. But I'm sure if something awesome happens in our journey, we'll find a way to broadcast the joy and the lessons to the universe. That's all for this episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening.